Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Monday. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just know that your Green Bay Packers are back and hard at work to bring home another victory for you, Packers fans, even though you grouse and grumble about them all the time, as do I. It's what we do. We're passionate fans, and fan is short for fandom and fanatic, and that's God knows what we all are. Hope you had a great weekend, wherever you were, whatever you were doing. I know I did. I mean, Saturday alone was absolutely beautiful to transition seamlessly from a dramatic ending, big victory for my Chelsea squad, right into the Brewers putting the hurt on the Cubs right out of the gate. Tell you what, Saturday was gorgeous, beautiful, one of the best sports days of my life. Come on now. That was a beautiful day. And speaking of beautiful days, beautiful evenings, and the Brewers, if you're in the New York area, I'll be at Kettle of Fish tonight watching the Brewers. I it's on so late. It's like, I'm just going to finish up my work. I'm going to go downtown and go to Kettle. I'm going to watch the Brewers. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully they knock the Cubs around just like they did in game one. But obviously the reason we're here is to talk about the Packers, not the Brewers, not the Cubs. And lots of great information, some not so maybe unfortunate information coming out of the Packers' first practice back from the bye week. The headliner, of course, is Christian Watson. We talked about this on Friday. As suspected, he was out there practicing today. He is activated off the physically unable to perform list. And now they have a 21-day window in which they can decide to either activate him to the 53-man roster or essentially shut him down for the rest of the year. Now, don't think that latter part is going to occur, but the timing of the former part is going to be interesting. I still maintain doubt he's out there for the Bengals game this Sunday. I do suspect they'll activate him next week. Of course, I say that, and we'll get there Saturday afternoon. We'll get the alert that he's been activated because Nagler's never right. But we'll see. It, you know, obviously is completely in the hands of the medical folks who have all the information. And no doubt about it. I just talked with Andy Herman about this on the latest Let's Talk Football, which I highly encourage you to check out. The offense changes when he's on the field. And I don't mean he's targeted. I don't mean he's even involved as a primary read. Just his presence on the field changes the offense. And it has been proven time and again throughout seasons where they have been humming when he is out there and then he is on the sideline and things, I'm not going to say fall apart, but they certainly seem to downshift, right? From his ability with the ball in his hands, which is extreme, to just his presence and his threat, seeing defenses roll coverage to him, the ability to drag coverage with him to open things up for other guys, and then just his physicality and pure nastiness when it comes to run blocking on the perimeter, helping some of those 3-4 yard gains turn into 10-12 yard gains because he's absolutely thrown somebody out the club. You cannot really quantify what he means to this offense. And you talk about quantification, the closest you can come is when he's on the field, they're averaging essentially 5 points more per game. And that's a pretty significant margin when you're talking about a team that probably could have used 5 points the last couple games. There's no doubt. I am very excited for Christian Watson to get back on the field. Again, I don't know if it happens this week, but when it occurs, it's going to be exciting. And then, of course, the other news coming off of practice today is the arrival or the reinsertion of Aaron Banks and Zach Tom into the practice fold. Doesn't necessarily guarantee that they'll be out there on Sunday, but the fact that they're practicing is great. As of, I am live now at 5:00 something here in the Eastern time zone. We have not yet got an injury report. In fact, we won't get one today. We'll get one on Wednesday. But just the fact that they're on the practice field is great. Of course, on the flip side, on the defensive side, Devontae Wyatt not participating in practice. Can't say it's really a surprise. It is encouraging because they haven't placed him on IR, and LaFleur did say he'd be week to week. So clearly he had the bye week. Now he's probably going to take another week, and then hopefully maybe next week he starts practicing. But we'll see. And then the other kind of, I want to say buried item there is Jacob Monk starting to practice too. Obviously, Christian Watson is going to get the headlines, but Jacob Monk certainly not coming off a stellar summer, but a little bit extra as far as a offensive line depth. He started to practice today. His 21-day window opens up as well. Not saying, again, that that gives you kind of warm feelings as a Packers fan, given what his struggles over the summer. But it is a guy who knows your system, knows your calls, can get you through in a pinch, etc. Certainly better than, say, grabbing someone off a off the waiver wire or practice squad someplace else that you have to get up to speed. At least Monk has been in your program for a couple of years. And again, in case of emergency, break class. That would be the thought there. But we'll see what happens on Wednesday when we get our first injury report. But overall, a pretty positive day news-wise. I'm going to get to your questions and comments real quick here. But before I do, got to give a shout-out to our friends over at ThetaCare. ThetaCare is a proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. Before the kickoff, huddle up with ThetaCare with over 60 specialties and care teams across 180-plus locations. They're there to keep your whole team in peak condition, from physicals to wellness checks and everything in between. Check out ThetaCare.org or the link in the description of this video for more information. Do it, folks. You know you want to. The other thing you want to do is chime in on the Packers, including Gregory. Thank you so much for becoming a Care of the G Club member. Really appreciate the support. Hope to see you on Watch Party. And please join us for happy hour. The next happy hour is tomorrow night. The information is on the Care of the G Club page here on the posts for Care of the G Club members on YouTube. Ed, what's going on, man? Bears didn't play yesterday, and yet they still suck. It's good to know there are some things in life you can always count on, right? There's no doubt that, you know, the sun rises, the stars come out, and the Bears still suck. It's good to know. It's good stuff. Michael, that is a reasonable hope. Michael says, I hope Monk can improve. Yeah, it was a tough summer for Jacob Monk. I really thought, given how he improved through the summer last year, his rookie season, I thought he'd be much further along and or better this year, this summer, this preseason. But that certainly did not occur. If anything, I think he took a bit of a step back. Now, where he might be able to help you is on special teams, you know, where they have really struggled to put bodies in front of people, especially along the interior where you saw the push against Cleveland. You know, maybe he should be able to at least step in there and help in that regard. But yes, definitely from scrimmage, you need improvement from Monk if he ever is to see the field. No doubt. Mike Witt, how are you, man? Howdy, Nags. I'm in the minority, but I am kind of anxious to see Colin Oliver. Really liked his college tape. Hopefully he can get healthy. Yeah, man, he's the great unknown, right? And I'm with you. He is a really intriguing still prospect, really, because hasn't touched the field yet. And he's so unlike what they usually go for at the defensive end position. And I know he's a bit of a tweener, right? A guy who did play on the edge, but also played off ball linebacker there in college. Very interested to see if he can ever get on the field, what he might bring in a Packers uniform, but still think there's a ways to go there, unfortunately. Dustin, how are you, man? Will you have a Brewers World Series watch party? I don't think so. At some point, you know, I just want to live my life away from a camera and streaming, whatever. But certainly, if you're in New York, tonight's the night to watch me lose my mind over a Brewers game because I'll be at Kettle of Fish. Carrie, what's up? Hey, Nags. Auburn, Indiana here. What's this? The Packers could face Clifford QBing for Cincy? How much of a chance? You know, I would have said prior to waking up today that the chances were still minimal, no matter how bad Browning has looked for Cincinnati the last X number of starts since Burrow went down, especially because Browning did not play this poorly the last time he had to come in. Like, is he ever going to be confused with a top flight NFL quarterback? No, but he's certainly been better in the past for Cincy, which I'm sure is what they were expecting and hoping for. And they have had just a rough stretch with Browning at quarterback. Lots of interceptions. He's been really putting the ball in harm's way in a way that he didn't the last time they had to call upon him. But to your question, I do know that Zach Taylor was asked today what the plan was at quarterback if they were sticking with Browning, and he was non-committal. And usually non-committal means they're at least talking about it and or they've already decided to make the switch. But I can't fathom the Bengals turning to Sean Clifford. I just can't. But who knows, maybe if they feel comfortable, they've seen enough of from him in practice in their system. Those wide receivers, man, you just got to put it in their area essentially, right? Maybe they feel he's a gamer, certainly was when he was in Green Bay. Maybe they go that route, but I still think it's going to be Browning. But hey, you know, I'll finish up here. It'll be Nagler's Never Right on Twitter, and they'll announce that Sean Clifford's getting the start. So we'll see. Dustin, thanks again, man. Can we take a moment and be excited for Love's Play? Yes, absolutely. Talked about this with Andy today. It's crazy to think, because I know everyone harps on the negative and the problems or issues or what have you, but man, think about the fact that, you know, he has just come off of four games where he has been phenomenal, especially like production wise. Yes, everyone will point to the interception in Cleveland, which is one play out of hundreds, right? The other, you know, I would say probably, quote, bad play I'd put on him is the strip sack fumble in Dallas. And I know people will get on Rashid Walker for that, which I understand. But at some point, you know, Love's got to be able to, you know, understand the situation. If you go back and watch that play, he drops really far back. And at some point as a quarterback, if you do so, you are not on your own, but you are kind of inviting it, because the offensive tackle is setting at a depth, right? And if you fall way beyond the depth of the tackle, well, yeah, it's a lot easier for that defensive end to work, you know, off of the set of the offensive tackle. So I do think that's a minus on Love's resume in 2025. But man, again, those are two plays out of hundreds where he has been outstanding. You know, I'm excited to see, much like the team, where you talk about, well, what they do in September is one thing, and it's formational as far as what the team is looking like and what it's based to work off of is, but what will they, and more importantly, Love, look like in December? What will this team become over the course of the season? Because I do think if this is the jumping off point for Love, man, the highs could get real high. I'm excited, man. I'm right there with you. Craig Brockmiller, thank you so much for the super chat. Appreciate it, man. Hey, Nags, I'm throwing my hat into the ring for Eeyore number four or whatever. Week five had some great games. Main takeaway is that the Packers managed to not blow a lead. LOL. What is the number one thing you'll be watching for on Sunday? Efficiency, Craig. I just want this team to get out on the field and perform at a level that we know they're capable of in all three phases, and I include special teams, because, you know, these last two games have certainly left a bad taste in your mouth as if you're a fan and you think this team was so kind of primed for a big run after those first two games, and then to have some serious seeds of doubt sown over the last two contests, you know, get it back out there and reestablish your identity. I think it will help that they're in the friendly confines of Lambeau Field. I do think it'll help they're facing a, you know, pretty downtrodden Bengals squad, but that doesn't mean they're bereft of talent. Certainly not. Their defensive ends alone could cause havoc, the Packers offense, right? So I don't doubt for a minute that it's going to be, you know, a charged atmosphere, and that the Packers need to rise to the occasion and show they are the contenders we thought they were. And it doesn't mean you have to bury them by 40 points. You know, I've seen some talk, they should destroy this team. I don't care about style points. Win the game. Control the game. And again, be efficient in all three areas. Play complementary football for the first time in a couple weeks, right? To me, that's a great first step out of the bye week and hopefully getting on a path to, you know, stringing together a bunch of victories. That's what I'm really looking for on Sunday. Adrian, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. What happens with Saturday's get-together if the Cubs-Brewers series goes to five games? It'll still be happening, brother. We'll be there. I'm sure they'll have it on at Hagermeister. If you're in the area in Green Bay, come on out. 5 o'clock, Saturday, October 11th at 5 p.m., downtown Green Bay, Hagermeister Park. Carry the G will be on offer. It'll be flowing. Get yourself some Carry the G. And yeah, if for whatever reason some miracle occurs and the Cubs win one of these next two games, then I'm sure they'll have it on. And I'm sure we'll be watching and drinking beer and talking ball. It's going to be a lot of fun. I do kind of love that question. Like, what? We're going to move it? Dog, I love the Brewers. But it's a Packers weekend. Come on now. Let's be realistic here. Mike, how are you, man? I still think their best five on the O-line is Tom, Ryan, Jenkins, Banks, and wait for it, Morgan at left tackle. Walker has regressed, in my opinion, this year. Thoughts? Yeah. I think Walker's been way too inconsistent. There, I would agree with you. And I do wonder if there is a timeshare in the future. But I don't know if I would say it would be at left tackle. I think it'd be at right guard. I talked about this with Andy today. Sean Ryan has been, just hard to watch in pass pro. I think he's gotten better when it comes to the run game. But man, his pass protection has been abysmal. And look, this summer, when they were having the battle, so to speak, at left tackle, when Rashid Walker was starting, Jordan Morgan was platooning with Sean Ryan at right guard. I would not be surprised at all if they continue or get back to platooning Jordan Morgan at right guard, or even just starting Jordan Morgan at right guard over Sean Ryan. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it would not surprise me. Ryan's been that bad in pass pro. And you've seen how efficient and effective this offense can be if you give Jordan Love just a little bit of time. But if you're continuously allowing pressure through the middle, no quarterback can operate that way on the regular. So to your point, yeah, man, I think Walker needs to be a hell of a lot more consistent. He has not covered himself in glory by any stretch of the imagination so far this year. But I think between the two, I think Ryan is the one much more in need of competition and or being benched, if you're, you know, being that plain about it. Big Al, what's going on, man? Do you think the Packers might add a free agent this season, like a Stephon Gilmore or Asante Samuel, and do we even have enough money? Oh, yeah, they've got the money. They got a little over $11 million in cap space, but I'd be very, very surprised if they made that kind of move. Could they? Absolutely. But I suspect, much like in years past, it probably won't be a name you're familiar with, guys that we all bandy about as potential possibilities. It'll be someone like, not exactly like, but akin to Rasul Douglas, where I know a lot of folks went, who? If they do make a move, and they could, I'm not saying they will, but they could, it'll most likely be something much more along those lines than, you know, a name free agent that's been sitting out there. And there's a reason they've been sitting out there, right? But we'll see. You know, those guys in pro personnel, they have forgotten more football than we'll ever know. And usually when they make a move, it's a good one. Now, obviously, with that said, the early returns on Nate Hobbs and Aaron Banks has been less than stellar. But I would remind everybody that both of those dudes have been injured from the moment they basically got put the pads on this summer and have not played a ton of football yet for the Packers. I think there's a ways to go. I've seen way too many people go calling them busts of signings already, and that's not even close to the case yet. Jason, what's up? If Jordan stinks, then what is Josh Allen after last night? We're just fine. Our O-line just needs to play together more. I very much agree with that last sentiment. And yeah, man, look, Josh Allen ran into a bit of a buzzsaw last night, didn't he? I mean, Vrabel with a quarterback is problematic. That's a good-looking team, a very scrappy physical team that is going to win a bunch of games. I have no question. But yeah, man, I mean, look, that doesn't mean Josh Allen's garbage all of a sudden, right? Doesn't mean he's trash. Just it's a week-to-week league, and especially against a divisional foe, those are always tricky. Those are always tough. Teams that know you really well. Menace, how you doing, man? I really feel for Cincinnati fans. A QB2 who's been in the system for a few years with lots of good receivers and is just terrible. Looking at you, Brett Hundley. Oh, man, shout out Brett Hundley. All I can think of when I hear the name Brett Hundley is Mike McCarthy being asked about potentially adding Colin Kaepernick and him getting so upset and yelling at the TV reporter who asked it. Do you hear the answer to the question I just answered? I believe in Brett Hundley. Good times, man. Good times. That was a time. What a time. Jason, thanks again, man. If someone has a bounce back game this week, it'll be Edgerton Cooper. I think he's pissed about his play on national television. Well, he should be, especially when it comes to the tackling. Look, I don't need him to make big plays. I don't need him to be on highlight reels, but I do need him to wrap up and get guys on the ground. It's all well and good to be dressing up as a cowboy or putting out Mike Myers on your Instagram. All good, man. All fun. But you better tackle. You know, that you just got to tackle. You got to get guys on the ground. Cannot be missing tackles. Cannot be having 2 and 3 yard gains turning into 5, 8, 12 yard gains because you missed a tackle. He has the potential to be a star, but you got to start with the fundamentals. Got to start with tackling. Falco, what's going on, man? Hey, Nags, I'm looking forward to a complete game. Yeah, you know, complimentary football. I'm here for complimentary football. Complete games are rare, right? But yes, it would be nice. It'd be great if they just buried the Bengals right out of the gate. And we can just chill in the second half. I'm down with that. Joe, what's up? Did Walker and Ryan forget it's a contract year? Just talked about that with Andy. And essentially also Elgton Jenkins, who has not been great this season either. Certainly not up to his normal standard. Another guy who you got to think, he knows he's probably gone this year, given what his contract number is next season. But yeah, it's disappointing. Very disappointing for guys who you would think want to put the best tape out there. Now, there could be something, and there can be something said about the fact that they have played a lot of different combinations up front, right? And things like simple stunts and what have you have given them issues because maybe they haven't played together a whole lot with so many different combinations. But at some point, man, yes, all those guys need to play a hell of a lot better. That absolutely needs to happen. All right, everybody, I got to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.